This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are plus or minus 40 or so people on this earth who are at least 112 years old. But if you happen to check the records at the Social Security Administration, you would find 6.5 million Americans listed who are at least that age and are listed as still being alive. Turns out, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains, that is one expensive mistake.
The Social Security Administration keeps track of deaths in the U.S. with a death master file. The Inspector General at Social Security decided to give it an audit after getting a call from a bank that went something like this. Hey, a young guy just opened an account with us, but his Social Security number says he was born in 1886. So,
how do you have people who were supposedly born those dates, and yet there's no death on the death master file?
That's Ronna Lawson, an audit executive in the Inspector General's office. She says, yeah, banks used the death master file. So does the E-Verify program, used to find undocumented workers. Lawson says 4,000 of those 112-year-olds were put through E-Verify.
I don't know whether those 4,000 people got the jobs or not.
At least 8 federal agencies used the death master file, agencies like Veterans Affairs and the IRS. Since the file isn't 100% accurate, they could be paying out refunds and pensions to dead people. Steve Ellis is vice president of Taxpayers for Common Sense.
It's important for the Social Security Administration to get this right, because other government agencies and financial institutions rely on this data.
The Social Security Administration did respond to the audit. It says it doesn't have the money or manpower to correct the death master file, but will look into the problem and report back by the end of September. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.